Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe will be back here in just a minute, but we do have some wonderful guests in here, and we can get started because I can't do this by myself. I can't. Ken Lalime is a longtime friend of mine. Healthy CT was where I first met you when you were running that. Now, your CEO, Community Health Center Association. We'll talk about that. And Andrea Ravitz. Is here. She's the director of marketing and communication and kind of dreading tomorrow night.
Yes. Weather is not helping.
So anyway, your husband's taking him out?
Yes, of course.
Okay, and you're going to stay at home with a glass of wine. I said glass of wine, not bottle.
Yes.
Well,
depends on the night. Yeah.
So anyway, there's that. But you know, the next day, you're going to be really busy.
Yes.
Because open enrollment starts. Mm-hmm. So you got to get a lot of sleep. You really do. It's a big deal. This is what, like a 45-day window more or less, or a little more than that?
Yeah. So open enrollment starts, like you said, on Friday, and it goes to December 15th. So during that period of time, people, you know, have various ways to go and look at their options and enroll in healthcare coverage.
If I'm looking, Ken, for I suppose what are we dealing with here? Are we doing supplemental policies? You know, if you're on Medicare, what do we deal with here? Medicaid, I suppose.
Medicaid, certainly. There's a wide range of options. There's commercial carriers that are part of the exchange that people can look at their options, and they're looking for a way to help them, whether that's a broker or that's a enrollment center through Access Health CT, or the community health centers across the state have actual counselors there to help determine what is the best vehicle for you to do. Is it? It may be Medicaid. It may be one of the commercial carriers. So there are lots of options available to people. You got to get off your on your feet.
Yeah,
but I think go find out what works for you.
I think you're getting all these mailers. I mean, it's confusing.
It is
confusing. It really is. And you don't have a grid necessarily, although I think at Access Health CT you do, don't you? Here's what I need. Here are the medications I'm taking. Here's the best plan for you.
It's somebody there. It's that personal touch that really helps you go through.
You're in the jungle otherwise.
It's not easy. Healthcare coverage is important. We certainly am pushing. That's the biggest thing is get coverage.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are out there that don't have coverage right now, and they don't realize they could. You know, so it's find out what the options are that are available. Healthcare is incredibly important, and the advantage I think of using the federally qualified health centers, obviously you sign up.
No, you guys
can turn around. You turn around and get your services done. All your preventive stuff is covered,
and even dental
and dental and behavioral health issues, and all of those can be addressed in one place.
See, that's one stop shopping for us, Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
Exactly where we need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You had me at mental health issues.
You had everybody in this building. Oh, I don't know if I can say that. Mental health issues.
But seriously, could we sign up the whole place? Would that be all right?
Yeah, just do it all at once. It's much easier that way.
We're getting hits. Hey, we got to take a break here, and then we'll come back. Talk more about what needs to be done, and you get your chance starting on Friday. Oh, by the way, there are certain exceptions in that. You may be able to, if you can't make it for open enrollment or you don't, there are certain life conditions that can cause changes, and you can then sign up.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll go through those too, for those of you who like to procrastinate as I do. It's 8:46 on WTIC. I'm not crazy.
We're talking about open enrollment for healthcare. That's why I'll be walking with Andrea Ravitz, Director of Marketing and Communications at Access Health CT, and Ken Lalime, who, of course, is CEO of the Community Health Center Association of Connecticut. Andrea, what misconception do most people have about open enrollment? Is there one thing that they think is true when it's not?
I think there's a couple of things, and I think that Ken made a reference, which is I can't afford it without even looking.
Right.
So this year in particular, we're really pushing what we call our comparison tool. So starting on November 1st, was that tomorrow?
Friday.
No, Friday. You're okay.
Friday. We're on Wednesday. Okay. Friday.
Welcome to our world. We never know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, don't worry
I'm a mom
it.
Of two. It's really hard to keep up. You go to accessLTT.com and you click on compare plans.
Right.
This is a tool that will ask you very important three questions. Number one, how many times do you go to the doctor? You know, so to evaluate your medical use. Number two, what are the prescription drugs that you're taking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is really important because here's what's happening. People are choosing plans based on just their premiums or their monthly payments.
Right.
And that's probably not the best way to choose a plan.
If
what if that plan
formula.
Is not including a drug that you're taking every day?
Mm.
So you're paying out of pocket for that. You know, so this tool really allows you to get results of plans that work for you and your family based on your needs, based on how many times you go to the doctor, based on your doctors, mm-hmm. and based on your prescription drugs.
If you have a chronic, you mentioned doctor visits,
yeah.
and, you know, perhaps this universe of doctors you may be, you know, working with, does that change things too?
Absolutely. I mean, there's this specific tool will ask you to, you know, to type the name of the doctor that you're looking for to make sure that the plan, exactly, that the plan really is covering not only your specific drugs, but your specific doctors. So, you know, and if you don't have a specific doctor, it's really important to think about, you know, family history will play an important part. And that is why, you know, all the centers that are available around the state have staff that are certified to be able to take you through the whole process because it is complicated.
You do this in person?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's the real key is, you know, you can do things over the phone. You can do things. Mm-hmm. But having a face-to-face so you can answer a bunch of those different questions. So, you know, there's this process you'd go through. You'd sit down with a counselor and go through what levels of opportunity you have. It may be that you qualify for Medicaid where, therefore, you're paying nothing.
Right.
You know, so there are real good options. And if you don't qualify for that and you need to go to one of the commercial carriers, then you get to those questions and you find what works for you. So I really think the key is finding some place, whether it's in your community. I think, you know, there's you know, 90 places in the community health center world.
Right.
There are people sitting there waiting to help people sign up. And it's really get out there and find out because, you know, federally qualified health centers also just as a backdrop to the whole system really do provide care even if you don't have insurance.
How many people did you enroll last year?
Total enrollment was about 100,000, right? We signed up about five.
Okay.
Of those right in the community health centers themselves.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
So that's a lot.
That's
people working, you know, full time for these 45 days and getting people really moving. We treat, you know, the health centers across the state have treated about 400,000 patients last year, about 2
right.
million services. So they're a great access point. They're a great referral center, and they work very well. It's not that it's only Medicaid. They have ConnectiCare and Anthem and all the rest of the payers on their roster, so they can sign up those too. So it's not like this is a one-stop shop for a lot of your questions. And it's we have a great partnership between the association and Access Health CT,
right.
and it works very well, and it has been. It keeps getting better.
Andrea, what do people have to bring when they go for enrollment?
Oh,
it's
good
a very
question.
Important question.
I get one a year, so I'm glad I gave
it to
you.
That's two today.
Two questions for you. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples, but I know that a lot of our listeners right now might not have a pen and paper handy. So the first thing that I'm going to tell you is go to learn.accesshealthct.com. So again, that's learn.accesshealthct.com.
Please.
The entire list is there. So things that you need to bring, and let me start actually by telling you why you need to bring this. Whether you're going to a center, you're going to an enrollment fair, or you're even doing this by yourself. Having all this paperwork with you, this information with you, will help you have a better experience to actually finish the application process. So things like social security numbers, birthdays. You know, you have no idea how many times we ask people for their birthdays of their kids and families, and they're like, oh, let me get back to you.
Help me.
Yeah, so birthdays, social security numbers. If you have an immigration document like a visa or a green card or anything like that, we need to have that. Taxes, last year's taxes. So again, yes, that is really important. And this is why. This is why, because income will play a very important part of this whole process. Ken was mentioning that a lot of individuals can qualify for Medicaid, and that will be free of charge to you and your family. But there's about 80% of the people that come through Access Health Connecticut that qualify for private health insurance that will be getting some type of financial help. And that can be heavily subsidized.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's another pocket of the population that will be paying 100% out of pocket.
And Access Health CT is the only way you can get those subsidies on the commercial side.
That's a very important point. And even for those who are not getting any type of financial help, let me tell you why sometimes being on Access Health Connecticut might be better for you. If let's say that you're a sole proprietor and your income constantly changes throughout the year, let's say that you start with $100,000, you're not qualifying for any type of financial help, but then it drops to $40,000, $30,000. Right. At that point, you might qualify for financial help. So for those of you who are having ups and downs in your income, this is a very good opportunity for you to save some
one
money.
Of the things that they ran into with the Husky plan, okay, was in the Charter Oak for that matter. Was that sometimes in Medicaid, there are a number of docs who don't take it, don't want to deal with it, because reimbursement rates are generally lower, hospitals as well, although I think they're required to. But nevertheless, I mean, is it better now? Are there more docs that are going with, you know, basically Medicaid?
There's more docs. You find the lot of primary care. So primary care doesn't sit on that same fee schedule that the specialists do. The specialists are on a lighter fee schedule usually.
Yeah.
But I think that places like UConn and Yale and others that really feel that, you know, their communities are embedded in these programs are definitely there. Yeah. But the key, again, I think the key in what we're seeing over the years is primary care plays such an important role.
It should.
And the specialist referrals are starting to work themselves out through e-consults and some other ways of doing some innovative ways of seeing some of the specialists. But, you know, the federally qualified health centers, they are primary care based. And that is where you can really, you know, I keep using the word partnership. We have a good partnership between the two organizations.
Right. There you go.
The partnership between the patient and their providers, the partnerships between the specialists and the primary care docs in the marketplace. All of those play an important part in keeping costs down in total because we're all trying to manage this.
All right, we got to run. Andrea, Ken, thanks for coming in.
Thank
the website is learn.accesshealthct.com.
Okay.
En Español.
En Español, yeah.
There you go.
And at the CHC Act website, we've got this info also.
Right.
So many people.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.